everyone. Welcome to the 201st episode of the Hoosier Sound, where we are the official podcast of Indiana HQ. Our mission and goal is simple. We want to bring in-depth analysis and coverage of IU sports to as many fans as possible across a multitude of modern platforms. We're recording this edition of the Hoosier Sound on Tuesday, June 1st, 2021, where I'm your host, Nathan Krishnan. Here with me tonight, our fellow Indiana HQ contributors, Matt Lukens and Jevin McCoskey. We're so excited to bring you this episode tonight where we draft our IU basketball super teams. I could call it a fantasy draft, but there's no fantasy basketball involved. We're going to dive into that in a minute. First of all, Matt, you're up. How's it going? How's life? How's your holiday weekend? Are you doing anything fun? What's going on?
I had a great time. I played in a Rocket League tournament, which is the video game that I play, and I won $80 this weekend, so feeling good, and that's about it.
Wonderful. Just working through a little technology stuff right there. Jevin, how about you? I hope all of you listening had a great Memorial Day weekend. How was yours, Jevin?
It was good. When summer starts, it's supposed to get a lot easier, but I feel like I've been real busy, even though school's over, but I really hope that I wish that this could be a fantasy basketball, because the team that I'm about to put together would be fun. Let's just say that.
I love it. Yeah. So overall, like, here are some parameters for those of you listening. We're going to each draft a team of 5 starters, 2 bench people, as well as a head coach. The head coach will keep for the end. Okay, it's like, you know, it's not like you can draft a coach instead of a player in our system. So, you know, we're going to do the players first, then we'll save the head coach selections for the end. The random Excel number generator churned out the order of the operations here, and Jevin's going to have the first overall pick in our historic IU basketball all-time draft. Matt's going to pick second. I'm going to go third. Just a few disclaimers. Look, the three of us here were born in 1991 or later, so we're not going to count ourselves as experts of guys like Walt Bellamy and Branch McCracken and Don Schlunt. And I know all those players and coaches had a great history and a great legacy at Indiana, but we just can't speak to them. Obviously, there's just not much footage of them either. So that's the first thing. Really, it's just players from the Bob Knight era through today. The second disclaimer is we're building a team to win today, okay? So today's rules, today's regulations, today's, I don't know, NCAA sanctions and violations, you know, I don't know how things were in the 1960s, but like Kelvin Sampson's probably not the best choice for head coach, either now or 10 years ago or whenever. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Although some might argue Sampson's doing a great job at Houston, and he is, and they're just going to push that off to the side. The third disclaimer is this is going to be pretty positionless. In other words, you know, the three of us are going to go out and we're going to try to pick just the best team possible. It doesn't really matter too much as far as, is, you know, do you need a point guard, shooting guard, small forward like that? It's not anything like that. Look, if you want to go 3 guards, 2 forwards, go crazy. If you want to go 2 centers, I don't know who wants to do that in this day and age, but you can do that too. If you want to go 2 guard lineup, you know, whatever. It's your choice. It's going to be pretty positionless. We just want to build the best team of 5 starters, 2 bench guys, and a head coach. So, Jevin, you got the first pick. I'm throwing it over to you. Who is your first overall pick in the all-time Indiana basketball draft?
So it's based on winning today. And you know, just like ever since basketball has been started, you need to score points to win. That's more prominent today, especially with the 3-point line and everything else that has been, you know, brought into basketball since it has been brought into basketball. So with the first pick of this draft for the Hoosier Sound, I am going to be taking Calvert Chaney. I know, Matt, but I mean, like, look, he's the all-time leading scorer for IU and the Big Ten. He shot 44% from 3 back then. Think about what he'd be doing now. And as a senior, he was the Big Ten Player of the Year, AP Player of the Year. I just think in a day where scoring is more important than it's ever been, why not have the person who scored the most points in Big Ten history?
Man, I really thought you were going to go with Isaiah Thomas and I was going to get the best player in the draft, but you, God darn it. All right, I guess I'm on the clock now, Nathan. Am I right?
Yes, you are. That's okay. Correct, my friend.
So since my first pick was taken, my whole draft has been messed up. So first pick, I think the easy answer for the number two player of all time for IU is Isaiah Thomas. So I'm going to go and pick Zeke. Again, an NBA, all-time NBA great, won a national championship with IU, didn't stay his full 4 years with IU, but was by far the most talented player, or one of the most talented players Knight had at his tenure at IU. So pretty easy second overall pick for me.
Yeah, you know, that's a great pick. And I don't know, I feel like the third spot here has kind of been made pretty simple for me. I know there's been a great history of guard play at Indiana, but I don't think there's any doubt here that my first round pick is going to be Steve Alford. And look, I know Alford has his critics right now as far as the actual coaching version of who he is, but he's also just an absolute IU basketball legend as a player. Of course, national champion in 1987, he scored 22 points per game, an absurd 50%+ from the 3-point line. Look, he can provide perimeter defense. He can distribute the basketball. And I feel like Alford's somebody who was great in the late 80s. And he might even be even better today with all the hand checking on the perimeter and the freedom of movement that the NCAA wants to implement in today's game. He would be absolute fire. All the fire emojis if he was a player in his prime in this day and age. And then, I mean, I definitely need a big man, make no mistake about it. And Scott May is going to be my pick as far as, you know, getting a big man down low, make life easy on my team. He's somebody who had such a storied career at Indiana, Naismith Award winner. You know, we're talking, you know, a 6'7" guy who could versatile, he could block some shots. Look, the NBA career didn't work out. Oops. Yeah, he can block some shots. He can defend on both. He can defend on the other end of the floor too. So let's go. You know, I got my battery here. I got my guard in Steve Alford. And then I've got my big in Scott May. So Matt, you are up next.
Well, you've just given me the best backcourt in the draft.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Nathan. Yeah. Can you hear me? You guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so a little bit of technical difficulties. Anyways, Nathan has just given me the best backcourt in the draft. So thank you very much, Nathan. And I'm going to go ahead and draft Victor Oladipo for my two guard spot. So now I have Isaiah Thomas and Victor Oladipo as my backcourt. And I definitely just stole that from Jevin. So Jevin, go ahead and look up your next two picks so I can figure out who I'm picking next.
So I feel like me and you go back and forth with this. Anytime we have something where we have to pick something, I feel like me and you, I either take yours or you either take mine. And it's well, just kind of
so
like,
far, so far, yes.
So I have Calvert Chaney. I'm gonna run him at the two, and you say he's a two or three, and you say you have the best backcourt. But if I run Chaney at the two, who's the all-time leading scorer, and then I run Yogi at the one, who's right, the all-time leader in assists.
Right.
And, you know, led Indiana 4 years in assists. He's sixth all-time in scoring. So don't think he can't put the ball in the basket. Right. He's a winner. He won two Big Ten championships. So with my next pick, I'm going to take Yogi Ferrell and run him, obviously, the point guard.
Nice.
And with my pick after that, this might be a little early to take him, but it's someone that we've all been able to watch this last 2 years. And I'm going to take Trayce Jackson-Davis. I know it's he doesn't have the jump shot yet, and he needs to be able to do that and in order to really succeed in today's game of basketball. But also he's an athletic big. He runs the floor really well, plays defense, rebounds the ball extremely well, blocks shots, and obviously lives above the rim on the offensive side of the ball. So I think with Yogi, Calvert Chaney, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, my team's looking really good so far.
You know what, Jevin? I appreciate the faith that you have in Trayce.
I do.
But what you just did for me is the nicest thing you could have ever done to me. And that's not pick National Player of the Year of the 1976 season, Kent Benson. Yep. Look, I got Victor Oladipo. I got Isaiah Thomas. But I need somebody when they get in a pickle, they get doubled, they need to throw it to somebody down low. And who is better than the National Player of the Year of the 76 perfect Hoosiers than Kent Benson? And so – I can't believe he fell this far. I honestly thought you were going to pick him where you picked Yogi, because he's like maybe the third best player to ever put on an IU jersey.
Yeah.
And the absolute rock for that 76 team.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I could have gone with him for my second or third pick, but I need someone who's going to be able to facilitate the ball, and there's no one that's better at that than Yogi Ferrell. I mean, Isaiah Thomas obviously was great. He, you know, not even arguably, he is the most successful player post IU career. You know, right. Two championships in the NBA. But I just had to go with the athleticism too, and Trace Jackson Davis.
No, that's fair. I mean, we're playing the modern game, so Glenn's going to get a little beat up down there. Hey, Nathan, right. You back and working?
I'm back. My gosh, absolute chaos.
We got to catch you up.
Let's run you down. So
hold on, Jevin, give me just a second here. Okay.
All good.
Okay.
Hit me.
All right, Jevin's two picks. Go ahead, Jevin.
So for my second pick, I explained it a little bit, but I got Chaney. I'm going to put him at the two. If I'm going to have a great two guard, I have to have a good point guard, and a great point guard at that. I went with Yogi Ferrell, all-time leading assist man for IU, sixth all-time in scoring, so don't think he can't put the ball in the basket. He's a winner with two Big Ten championship titles. You know, obviously shoots the three ball well. So 1-2 with Yogi and Chaney. I don't think it gets much better than that. And then with my third pick, I took him a little early, but Trace Jackson Davis. I know he doesn't have the extended range yet. Hopefully that comes this year, but he does have that athleticism, lives above the rim on both sides of the ball, you know, dunks everything, blocks everything, rebounds the ball exceptionally well. So I went with TJD with my third pick.
I love it. All right, Matt, who are your two selections here as we snake back towards me?
All right. So my second selection was Victor Oladipo. I feel like he was the pretty obvious choice for that. And then my third pick was Kent Benson, I think is one of the best players in the draft. Your leader of the locker room, the guy amongst men, and just the rock down low that is the National Player of the Year of the 1976 Hoosiers.
Those are a few great picks. I think, you know, as I look at what's going on, and I apologize to everyone listening for the technical stuff, you know, that that happens. That sort of thing happens, especially in this day and age. Just got to fight through it. My next pick's going to be Alan Henderson. All right. And I look at this roster that I've got put together. Just want to make sure he's not taken. I haven't heard his name. He definitely was not taken. So definitely going to snag Henderson here, especially with the last pick in the third round. I'm feeling really good about that. Henderson's somebody who I remember playing the NBA with Dallas, but we're talking about somebody who neared that 2,000-point mark. Just a really solid power forward all around. The comparisons between him and Trace Jackson Davis, I mean, TJD's got to feel really encouraged and excited and enthusiastic to hear his name put right up there with Alan Henderson, who has a very similar style of play. And so, yeah, Henderson, a guy who played over a decade in the NBA, but of course, even the collegiate part of it, I'm fired up. I can pair him alongside Scott May down low, and we're going to have a pretty solid team going. Now, here's the thing, right? Like my team right now, I like where it's at, right? Alford, Scott May, you throw in Alan Henderson too. And I look and I go, what do I really need? Right. And like, I'll be honest with you, like OG Anunoby is really intriguing at this point right now, you know, just somebody who can fill up all the stats on the stat sheet, all the box score stuff. I don't know if I can go for him yet. And it's really frustrating me. Give me Damon Bailey. All right, give me Damon Bailey. Look, I can't take OG right now. It's a little too early. Worst case scenario, I can, you know, if he so happens to go between now and the next four picks or so, it is what it is. I'm going to take Damon Bailey, just an absolute shooting legend. Again, I'm thinking 2021 rules, modern day basketball. Not sure who my coach is going to be just yet, but Damon Bailey, somebody who can make a major impact, a major influence, a huge player as far as the early 90s are concerned, 40% plus from three. This is my guy. Let's go. light up the scoreboard, three-pointer after three-pointer, Damon Bailey, Matt Luke, and zero.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Nathan, again, for leaving my pick on the board. I appreciate that. And my pick, and I'm running a modern offense here, and I got a big man that can protect the rim, so I'm okay going with three guards. So my pick here is Quinn Buckner. I mean, just one of the best players to put an IU uniform. He's a 6'3" righty. He was a transfer into IU. I mean, you guys know the story about Quinn. You know who Quinn Buckner is, and he can play the point or the two. And so he'll be partnered up with Isaiah, and they're going to cook some backcourts there. So, look, I got a backcourt trio of Quinn, Victor, and Zeke. I mean, it doesn't really get much better when it comes to IU than that.
Wow, that's a great – yeah, I like how your thing's setting up. I mean, first of all, before Jevin, you go, like, it's a testament to the incredible history of this program that right now we're – if you ask me, like, the three of us each have just an absolutely loaded squad. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous how that's worked out the way it has. All right, Jevin, you're up, my man. Who you got with your next two picks? Because, yeah.
So, once again, my pick was taken by, once again, Matt Lukens. But, you know, one thing Matt kept saying is, you know, his backcourt is just so impressive. And it is, obviously, you look at it, Oladipo, Buckner, and Isaiah. But when I add this next player into my list, and I see Yogi's already there, and I have Calbert Chaney, who I said I wanted at the two, but now that I think about this player, I'm going to move him down to the three. I am going to take Eric Gordon. Now, I know he only played 1 year, but he's a scoring machine. And if we're talking about the modern-day basketball era, you have to have someone who's going to score. I mean, and he was – I mean, I know he only played 1 year, but at his time at Indiana, he was very durable, played almost 35 minutes a game. Averaged 21 points a game, shot 33%, which I guess for that time wasn't terrible. And he's only improved on that as he's, you know, left IU and played in the NBA. But something I think all IU fans can appreciate today is the fact that he shot 84% from the free throw line, which I don't know who's sniffing that from the team now. But yeah, so you look, Matt, you look at your backcourt. I look at my backcourt and I say, I might be able to give you a run for your money.
Maybe.
Ooh, all right, Jevin, who you got up next? You know, this, you got those back-to-back picks. Your fifth pick, I mean, this ideally rounds out your starting five. Of course, who knows what value you get in those final two picks. Fifth overall selection for you, Jevin. Who are we looking at?
Yeah, so this is going to be a little biased. It's a little homebody pick. But my I'm going to run TJD at the five, and I'm going to run Brian Evans at the four. He went to my high school. He's someone that had a lot of success while at IU. You know, he, like I said, a little biased. He averaged 14 points a game and 6 rebounds. He's going to be a player who does all the dirty work on your team on both sides of the ball, offensive rebounds, hard defensive rebounds, guards, you know, their best big on their team. So I'm going to go with Brian Evans.
Good pick.
I love that. I love that pick. Give me just a second here as I head over to the old spreadsheet to update this info. Brian Evans. Yeah. You know, I like your thoughts there. Matt, let's go. Who you got next?
Well, see, backstory for this pick is that I'm the guy that always picks defense earlier than everybody else in their fantasy drafts. And so when I'm looking at this draft and I'm like, well, I could probably get a really good wing player to fill in my position, which I'm missing a wing right now. I could get one. But what I can't get out of this entire draft is a good head coach.
Hold on. I'm gonna pause you right there. We're gonna save head coach for the end.
Oh,
we're gonna okay. save.
I was gonna take a head coach with my first pick. I was gonna start this whole thing with a head coach.
Okay. All right. Well, now you've thrown a wrench first.
You can take five, ten seconds here.
I got it. So I had a backup pick for this. You already took Alan Henderson from me. That's fine. I'll take the post-night version of Alan Henderson. I'm going to take Jared Jeffries. Power forward, small forward. He's from Bloomington, Indiana. IU guy. He was on that 2002 Indiana team. Really, really good player. Played in the NBA as well. He's 6'11". He's going to bring some length and some good shooting as well. So shout out Jared Jeffries. He's going to be my four. I think I have the best starting lineup by far. So thank you guys.
Okay. All right. Settle down there. Fun fact about Jerry Jeffries. I mean, I think a lot of you may know this, but his rookie season with the Washington Wizards was when Michael Jordan was over there in DC. So, you know, not a bad person to sort of bounce some ideas off of. Learn a thing or two about basketball from his airiness himself. Look, I don't care what people say. I might get hate for this. It doesn't matter. Give me OG Anunoby to round out my starting five. Length, athleticism, versatility, can switch everything out on the perimeter. I understand that he may not have gotten all the points, but I don't need him to get all the points. I've got four other guys who can put up 30 points in a night. Give me OG. He's going to guard. I don't care who's on your guys. See, he's going to guard Isaiah. He's going to guard Eric Gordon. He's going to guard Calvert Chaney and Trace Jackson Davis for all I know. So let's go. Give me OG to round out my starting five. I'm super pumped about my team. Easy peasy. No problemo. Let's take a quick break here before we get into our bench picks and then dive into the head coach. Look, it's time for Who Won the Week this past week in IU Sports. And man, there were three Hoosiers who made quite a major impact at the pro level. Peyton Ramsey, the former Indiana quarterback turned Northwestern product, had a tryout with his hometown Cincinnati Bengals, which is such a heartwarming story. Someone like Ramsey, who obviously worked through his time here at Indiana, he could have transferred before 2019, but he didn't. Stuck with the Hoosiers 2019, led Indiana to a great season, ending with a Gator Bowl appearance. And then, of course, he went to Northwestern, led the Wildcats to the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State. Really a top-notch human being. He got a tryout with Cincinnati. That would be a great story if he would be able to sign a contract. Earlier today, we saw defensive lineman Javon Swan get a tryout with the Baltimore Ravens. And not only did he get a tryout, he actually signed a contract with Baltimore. So, you know, that's a franchise with an incredible defensive history. So to see Javon Swan, former Center Grove High School grad, get a shot with Baltimore this upcoming camp is really exciting to see. And then on the basketball side, how about our old friend Romeo Langford, who came to Indiana, played for a year. He not only is he getting playing time for the Boston Celtics in the playoffs, he started the last two games. He started game four. He got the start tonight in game five. Their game five matchup against the Brooklyn Nets is right now at halftime as we record this live. And Langford's got a team-high 20 minutes right now. So Brad Stevens is trusting him just as much as he would trust his normal starters to get playing time. Of course, Kemba Walker being out has helped Romeo get some playing time there. So shout out to all those three guys. Of course, if you would like to subscribe to our podcast for free, all you have to do is search for the Hoosier Sound wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay up to date with all of our information by following us on Twitter at IndianaHQ, as well as at the Hoosier Sound. And this is important. If you enjoy our show, leave us a review, tell a friend, share our links. Your support really helps us grow this podcast and reach more passionate IU fans such as yourself. So let's reset the draft where we're at right now. You know, if you're watching over on our YouTube stream, you can see our spreadsheet that we've put together and we're tracking it live. This is Jevin's team. Jevin picked first of the three of us. His roster right now is Yogi Ferrell, Eric Gordon, Calvert Chaney, Brian Evans, as well as Trace Jackson Davis. Matt's roster, he had the middle pick in this draft. He's going with Isaiah Thomas, Victor Oladipo, Quinn Buckner, Jerry Jeffries, and Kent Benson. And then my picks, you know, I had the third pick in the draft. Interesting spot to be in. Steve Alford, Damon Bailey, OG Anunoby's my all-everything defensive weapon, Alan Henderson, and Scott May. So we each will get two bench players. You know, there's so many quality guys that have come through Indiana, so many players that, you know, you would do everything. You know, I mean, there is such a great history here at IU. And I don't know, like, this is a tough spot to be in. Like, I mean, and trying to think who exactly would I want to sort of take over the role here. You know, I've had some time to think about this. It's kind of a tough pick to be in. You know, I'm gonna take AJ Guyton, and here's the deal with him. Okay, AJ Guyton is somebody who may not be the most famous Indiana Hoosier. I mean, right now I've got to tip my cap to him. He's done a great job as far as staying prominent and staying relevant. He's very much aware of day-to-day matters of Indiana basketball. Guy and somebody who totaled 2,100 points in his Indiana career. His last season, he averaged 19.7 points per game. And of course, I love those guys who have been able to hit 40% from three when they played, because right now with the emphasis on the three ball, it's going to go even higher. So my first bench pick, and I might do a little swapping and a little moving, you know, I mean, there might be days where OG gets the start. There might be days where AJ Guyton gets the start in hypothetical fantasy land. So that's where I'm going with my pick. Matt, you're up next.
My pick, again, fell to me. Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate it very much. And when I'm looking at a sixth man to come off the bench, especially with my team being shorter, I want a versatile big man. And so I'm going to go with Cody Zeller here for this pick. I stole Jevin's pick again. Thank you, Jevin, and for being the comedic relief in the top right-hand corner. But no, seriously, I mean, when you think of that 2013 Hoosier team, the 2012-2013 Hoosier team, you think of Cody Zeller, Victor Oladipo, they're back together teammates again on my team. They worked really well together then. They'll work really well together now. So,
man, Cody Zeller, Washington High School grad, popular first family of Indiana basketball, arguably. Jevin, you're up. Who you got?
Well, I was going to take Zeller, but I'm going to take another versatile big. And it's someone who was a bright spot in IU history when there wasn't a lot of bright things going on. And that's Juwan Morgan. He's someone who, like a Brian Evans, was able to produce on the offense, or was able to produce on the defensive side of the ball, but also could pack the stat sheet on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, he has memorable moments like the game against Notre Dame where he got the rebound and put it back up on the dunk. You know, I think that he's going to be a great player to come off the bench because he was a phenomenal player when he started games. And he's going to be a good sub for either TJD or Brian Evans.
Ooh. Nice modern day pick there. Juwan Morgan right now in the NBA playoffs, Utah Jazz. They're trying to close out Memphis and move on to the second round over there. Jevin, keep it going, man. Back-to-back picks, your seventh round selection.
Okay, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this pick. There might not be one person who listens or watches this that agrees with what I'm about to say. But if you get the right coach, which hopefully I do, and you get someone who can come off the bench and give you 30 and do it going to the hole behind the arc, and I'm talking about Devontae Green.
Listen,
there's so many people I could pick. There's so many other people I could pick.
Ooh.
But listen, if you get him the right – could you imagine if he played for a coach like Bob Knight? You can only imagine.
I'm gonna have to ask Bob Knight that question.
Well, listen, hopefully whenever he's coaching this team after I get to pick him, we'll be able to say, or I guess we won't because there's no fantasy involved, but I don't know. Listen, he was just one of the first players that popped in my head. He was the first player that I watched whenever I got to campus, so it's another little biased pick. The question marks, that kind of hurts. But like I said, I was at the Florida State game when he went for 30 with Victor Oladipo standing right there on the sideline. He's an absolute electric player. I know he had his question marks whenever you would watch his games, but I just thought, you know, you get him with the right coach. He's someone who can give you 30 off the bench. Why not?
All respects to Devontae Green.
I don't know. I love Rob in our chat who's just, you know, he's saying, you know, Green with the, you know, the threes instead of the E's. I just, wow. All right. Matt, you're up. I mean, if you take Demezi Anderson or something, we're going to have a problem.
I might change my pick to that now. No, I mean, for this one, I was going to go somebody like Mike Woodson here so I could have a coach off the bench since I'm probably not going to get my pick that I want. I'm not going to go that, but I'm going to go, again, kind of along the lines of what Jevin did here, but a little bit more sentimental, and that is I remember the first time I heard about IU was because Will Sheehy was from my hometown in Florida. He's from Stuart, Florida. He's that guy that can come off the bench and drop 30, like Jevin said, but he's also a wing player. I got a couple point guards on my roster, whatever, and I could use a South Fork high school grad to come through in the clutch and hit a three-pointer when I need it, and be that fire guy off the bench. And so I'm going to take Will Sheehy here just because, shout out Stewart, Florida.
Really quick, Will Sheehy was so athletic. It was it was sneaky athletic too. He could rise up on anybody out of nowhere, and he was really fun to watch. He was one of the first players that I fell in love with, but like really liked whenever I started watching college basketball.
Me too.
I like that. No, that's a sneaky pick. I mean, Sheehy's somebody who is able to, you know, sort of do a little bit of everything on the court, and then of course, you know, his intangible qualities is something that I desperately hoped Indiana would have had the last few years, but they just didn't. So, you know, what are you going to do about that now? I really like that addition for your team. I'm going to take Ray Tolbert with the final pick of our Indiana basketball all-time history fantasy draft. Tolbert, someone that youngsters out there, current students, speaking of people like that, may not be all too familiar with. Now, I'm not going to lie, he played before I was welcomed to this planet, but he's somebody who was, you know, everything I've heard, 6'9 big man. Okay. He averaged 11 points per game, was one of the, you know, one of the best rebounders in school history, played in the NBA. I actually have a personal story about Ray Tolbert, so it's a little bit of a sentimental thing too. I was his sort of, chaperone, his sort of school staff member when he was appointed school staff member when he was elected to the Indiana University Hall of Fame about probably 7 or 8 years ago now. Easily one of the nicest guys you could meet. Of course, he's an absolute, superhuman looking person, right? There are a lot of people who are 6'9", 6'10" out there, but he just carries it differently. He just towers over you. But of course, like I said, you know, super nice guy. Someone that, you know, if you bump into him on the street, he'll tell you fun stories and laugh with you and tell you jokes and all sorts of fun stuff. So Ray Tolbert, super nice guy, also a kick-ass defender when he was at Indiana. So he's going to be my pick to round out my bench. I could definitely see some games here where I slot in Ray Tolbert into the starting lineup, or even play him more than maybe OG Anunoby, depending on the game. So, you know, I like getting this pick, especially, you know, 21st overall in our draft. Really pumped up about that. Before we dive into head coaches, and again, there is an interesting group of coaches to choose from. It is time to give everyone a social media shout out. And today, you may have seen across Twitter and Instagram, Tamar Bates, one of the recent additions to the Indiana basketball roster through new head coach Mike Woodson. Bates, a top 100 recruit, really a top 25 recruit now, who is reclassified as a five-star. He's somebody who had sort of a full-scale, immersive welcome to Indiana basketball experience today. It's June 1st, the end of the recruiting dead period, which has really been in place since the pandemic started. And Indiana kind of pulled out all the stops for Tamar Bates and his family. And Bates was able to sort of tour the Indiana facilities and take pictures at center court and go around with his family. Over on Indiana HQ and at the Hoosier Sun, we've retweeted stuff and liked posts and things like that, sort of detailing what Bates' experience has been today. So definitely go over to check that out. Also along these lines, over on Indiana HQ, we have a bunch of Hoosier history articles. And when I'm talking about a bunch, I mean dozens, if not hundreds, of articles covering the different players you're seeing here getting selected today, the different players that have sort of made their presence felt here at Indiana over the course of the last handful of decades. Make sure you go over to Indiana HQ to check those out. That's stuff that we put a lot of work into, pages that are really popular, so definitely make sure you go and go give them a look. So we've got our head coaches here, and look, it's really interesting because, man, there are a lot of interesting guys to choose from, right? You think about Bob Knight, of course, and of course after Knight left, you got Mike Davis, you got Tom Crean, Kelvin Sampson. I don't know if you want to go there. Archie Miller. I'd also throw in Mike Woodson. Okay, I will say Mike Woodson is eligible for this player selection process. We don't know how he's going to turn out, but I'm just going to throw his name out there. So I don't know. Jevin, give us a shot. Who's your pick? It seems pretty straightforward, but who's your guy?
Yeah, well, I actually thought I was gonna go third. And yeah. I thought we were gonna snake.
Did I screw that up? Oh, okay. Well, then I'll go first.
Yeah,
I'll
go ahead. Nathan. You go first.
I'll take Bob.
I mean, if you don't want to,
I'll take Bob.
That was easy. Done. Game over. No explanation needed. Yeah. Matt, you're up. Who's up next?
I mean, honestly, I wish you'd give it to Jevin, because then you can get all the people when we tweet this out are like, Bob Knight and Devontae Green on the same team.
Yeah, but look, you can't tell me that those silly turnovers and the silly shots, he might not play after that. He might sit the whole game, and then he'll realize, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing all that stuff, and I'll take better shots and still get 30.
He would have
Bob Knight if Bob Knight was the coach. Bob Knight was the coach. Devontae Green will be playing for Wake Forest.
Yes. Yes.
He's just an exciting player. All right. This is something that's fun.
No. Well, I love how you say you're gonna get flack for it, and like I think like the two of us are giving you more than anyone else. All right. Anyway, Matt, you're up. Which head coach of the guys that I mentioned would you like to run your team here? A versatile, do everything guys.
Well, I look up and down the list of head coaches post the Knight era. I don't see a lot of hope when it comes to any of them, quite literally none. I look, when I see Tom Crean's name, all I see is the Syracuse logo. And then I look at my team and I see my players and I see three Crean players and I go, no. So
Jared and we're just going to play zone.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah,
no, please. No. So that is why I'm picking Mike Woodson with my pick. Okay.
Ooh.
And taking Jevin's pick again.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Because he at least has some hope. Okay. And I was going to pick him in the draft. So nobody picked him as a player. So.
Right. No, I got it. Yeah. No, understandable. That would have been a sneaky move. Yeah. I just wanted to make it clear for people. Like, let's do players. Anyway. Mike Woodson. So hold on. Mike Davis had a pretty successful career. Calvin Sampson's doing good things. Yeah, he did. He made the Final Four. I mean, come on.
He made a Final Four, but like not with his players.
But he also made a Final Four with a pretty underwhelming roster. And he also beat superstar Duke. And he also
was a great tournament.
Oklahoma team in the Final Four. So that's fine. I mean,
Archie Miller made it to the Elite Eight with Dayton. And then we saw how that worked out.
Elite Eight's not the Final Four.
It's one game away.
Just not. But, I mean, I think that's, you know, your pick there is something that Hoosier fans can be excited about, right? I mean, let's go. Absolutely. Mike Woodson, he's done in the NBA. And now he's the head coach of your Indiana Hoosiers. So, Jevin, let's round this out here. Who is your head coach pick of the guys that are left? And I just want to say Branch McCracken. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. We're not going to pick him. We don't know. Like, we know he was successful, but we don't know much more. So, all right, Jevin, you're up.
Yeah. I think for the 17th time in this video, I was going to take Woodson. because like you said, it is just promising at this point. Like, you look at the in between Knight and Woodson, there's not a whole lot that you can look at and go, wow, that was great. That was really fun, because there wasn't a lot of that. I mean, can I be the head coach and you two be my assistants? Can we do something like that? Give me. I'll take Tom Crean. If you two won't, I'll take Tom Crean. And that also is just a little bit of a sentimental pick, because I grew up in that era until Syracuse, that was fun. But yeah, give me Tom Crean. When I look up and down my roster, Yogi, Gordon, Chaney, Evans, TJD. I mean, Devontae Green might be a little more out of control with Crean, but give me Tom Crean.
I was going to take Tom Crean until Nathan said I could take Mike Woodson. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, green light, like Devontae Green.
Yeah. And of course, our sympathies to Mike Davis and Archie Miller and Dan Dockich for not getting selected here in the head coach in the head coaching seat. Dane Fife would have been a real sleeper pick if someone really wanted to get super super creative. But that's a conversation for another day. So if you're watching on our YouTube stream, you can see our picks. You can see the guys that we've put in here. We'll obviously post this over on IndianaHQ.com as well as at the Hoosier Sound. And we definitely want all of you out there listening to go out and cast your vote and make your pick as far as which team you think is the best. We also sent a poll out over on the Hoosier Sound, as we normally do every week, where I just asked all of you, hey, of all Hoosiers in their prime, who would be your pick to lead a team to win a title in today's game? And 54% of you went with Isaiah Thomas. Makes sense. So Matt got some value there with his second pick, but 36% said Calbert Chaney. So, I mean, it makes plenty of sense to have him there as your first overall pick. 6% of the voters said Steve Alford, and then 5% said other. So you can kind of see how things are going there. We've already had 138 votes since the start of this poll, and it's going to be up for the rest of the week. It's going to be up for a full week, actually. So make sure you go out there and cast your vote and tell us your thoughts as far as what your first pick would be to lead the Indiana Hoosiers. But I love our teams. I love this exercise that we did. It's time to just give us some closing thoughts as we wind down here. Matt, I'll throw it over to you first. I mean, we went through this draft process. We talked a little bit about some NBA news going on and a couple NFL tryouts that happened this week. What are your thoughts here as we're on June 1st, first podcast of the month? Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. It's flown. This year has flown by. I feel like we haven't had a ton of sports to talk about until very recently. And then since we've been talking about it really very recently, I feel like it's been like the world is coming back together. By the way, also for all the people that are listening on the podcast, before you send me your bow and arrows on Twitter for not knowing what I'm talking about, I said Quinn Buckner transferred to IU. He did not transfer to IU. I'm sorry. My brain took Quinn Buckner and made him Keith Smart in my brain some reason. But I like my Chicago guards. So Quinn Buckner's in there, you know, Chicago connection. So sorry, my bad. Before you murder me on Twitter.
Super, super. Same with you, Jevin. As we wind down tonight, what's on your mind here as we come out of a Memorial Day weekend? That was fun for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, this was really fun. Like, I actually enjoyed this a lot. It was good to look back at, you know, everything that has – all the players that have come through this program. But it's crazy because it only makes me more excited about what we are going to try and accomplish next year as a program. Because when you look at this roster, there's upside to it. And like you mentioned, Matt, we have Mike Woodson as our head coach, and there's nothing negative to say yet. He's done everything right so far. Check marks next to everything he's done. So I'm so excited for what is to come with this program. And side note, I also maybe wanted to put Romeo on my team, but I didn't, because he would have been a lot better if he didn't have a torn ligament in his shooting hand his freshman year, and he still averaged 18. That's a whole other story we can get into. I have that argument all the time, my friend.
Facts.
But, I mean, dude, you can't pick up a phone if you have a torn ligament in your hand, and he was getting buckets on Michigan. So, but that's beside the point. I like my team, and I'm going to take my team against any other team that's ever made that with IU players, so.
I'll flex 3-0 your team, 4-0 your team, but it's fine.
I love it. I love it. No, on my end, I mean, look, there's so much going on. Matt, you touched on it just a minute ago. It's great to see the NBA and the NHL going to their playoffs. Baseball season's in the full swing of things now. You know, soccer just wrapped up a week or two ago. Champions League final was about a few days ago at this point. I mean, it's great to see anything and everything take place. You know, it's encouraging, right? I mean, after not having it for a year or so, I mean, it's great to be back. Also, I was gonna have Christian Lander on my team, and then I said, you know, maybe tap the brakes, let's hold off Justin Smith. He just missed the cut. You know, maybe we need a 15-person league, and maybe he would make the cut there. But that about wraps it up for our 201st show of the Hoosier Sound. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your support. Thank you to our live audience. You're all beautiful people. To hear more fantastic episodes like the one you heard today, even though it had some technical difficulties at the start, be sure to follow us at Indiana HQ and at the Hoosier Sound to make sure you don't miss any in the future. You can also go to our website, IndianaHQ.com, to find everything in one place. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation.